Show.
Worst of the Week podcast.
I've been worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst.
Hey!
You are the worst of the week.
Hey, shut up with the shut up.
You shut up with the shut up.
Shut up in your face.
It's the Rizzuto Show's Worst of the Week.
Come on, look who it is. This motherfucker right here.
Hi.
It's about goddamn time you showed up.
Thank you.
Do you not know what's about to happen outside?
I know, there's going to be...
Snowpocalypse 2020.
Oh, the snow, yes. That, too, is going to be happening outside. It's going to be gnarly.
All right, well, put your headphones in, okay. and I'm going to tell the peoples what we're doing. So, it was actually kind of funny because we were sitting in the office right before I came down to get the studio all set up for the podcast, and Riz had said to me, dude, just go home. Like, why? Like, just go home. Like, it's about to get bad. Like, be safe, just go home. And I said, no, the people deserve a Worst of the Week podcast.
And I'm glad that you said that because yesterday when I was at that event, I had someone come up and say that one of the, if not the finest, but one of the finest things that we have started doing is this podcast of The Riz Show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I will tell you that you're probably going to be disappointed today because this is going to probably be about 10 minutes.
All right, we'll see you
later. We're going to get out of here. I'm being dead serious. Like, we are going to literally, this is going to be a very, very short version, but I didn't want to rob you of a podcast. So here we are.
Yeah. And
I've been instructed by the boss to go home. So I'm going to do that.
But early on a Friday.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I won't argue either. That's great.
So a couple of things I did want to address from this week's shows, and I think it would be a disservice to not start off talking about having Chris Kattan back in the studio for the third time.
So awesome.
The first Chris Kattan interview we had, disaster. We don't know what was going on. He was out of this world. We heard that he was at the hotel in just a t-shirt and his underwear, covered in chocolate, asking for steaks. There was something going on.
Well, I think he was saying today subtly about that was all the back issues.
The pills that he was on with others. So he comes back about a year after that, maybe even a little longer than a year after that.
Wipe the chocolate off.
And he was pretty much normal. It was actually almost a disappointment because he was so subdued. And then fast forward to today where it was great. We got the best of both worlds. Called Riz an a-hole and an idiot, which is always hilarious.
Dude, it was so good. It was as if he was a homie.
He was on fire.
Yeah.
And
he's
it was great. It was great. And you can hear the full full interview on the main show podcast, which is actually right above this podcast. So if you clicked on this, you see it. It's right. Look, just look up. Just scroll up.
Go to the future.
Just scroll up. It's right there, and you can listen to it. So that was awesome. It was also really, really cool this week to talk to Barrett Jackman.
Yeah.
And it was so cool that, Scott, you actually grabbed him for a liner for the Worst of the Week podcast. And normally, stop it. And normally we would break it down and we would, we'll be back and kind of give it a little bit of a break and do some stuff. But since we're not going to do that, I just want to play this for you. This is awesome.
Hey, this is Bear Jackman, and you're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast, and it's the fucking worst.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
I love it!
Dang, that was so awesome.
Now, to peel back the curtain a little bit, when guests come in, either before or after they come into the studio, Scott, you have, like, a little sheet in your studio that just says, hey, if you could read this for us, that'd be great. Put your own flair on it. And the Worst of the Week podcast one says, you're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast. It's the fucking worst.
Yeah, and I always tell everyone, hey, reword it however you want. Because a lot of guys,
Harlan
Williams would not say,
he
swear words.
He doesn't want to curse,
He came in and he created his own words and they were beautiful. But yeah, it's just fun to see what people, and I kind of like the idea of saying, hey, you don't have to say this. You can say whatever you want. And to see what people do, because sometimes we just get some ridiculous guys. And
So here's a little inside baseball. Scott, you have him record it, and then I take it, and I put the music bed to it and kind of produce it a little bit. And when I heard Barrett Jackman go, it's the fucking worst, I lost my mind.
I was sitting there next to him, and I go, like,
lost
my
mind.
How'd you do that?
Now, here's one.
I just made a Tony noise, by the way.
Here, yeah, he did. Here's one that that we just got that does not have any cursing in it. And this is just equally as good.
You're listening to Worst of the Week podcast with Patrico and King Scott. It's the worst.
That's my four-year-old daughter.
I love it, man. Those are so awesome.
The best is, and I should have saved the audio and I didn't, but so my son wanted to do it too. My son just turned three. So I said, all right, buddy, come here. And I go, say, it's the worst of the week. And he goes, Sasritskask. And I go, with Patrico and King Scott. And he goes, Patrico and Kinky Scott. And I was like, oh, boy, Kinky Scott. All
I
right.
like Kinky Scott. That's a cool name, man.
Yeah, so.
After 28th of March, it'll be Kinky Scott.
Oh, boy. We talked about this briefly on the big show this week, too, is the fact that Jeff continuously asks you questions. I'm glad that, I mean, okay. I was about to say, I'm glad that you're okay with it. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, it doesn't bother.
Because it weirds me out.
Okay.
It weirds me. If it was me in that situation, like he was, I'd be like, dude, I'm already nervous as can be about this date. All of the planet knows the exact day I'm going to lose my virginity. Yeah. Stop asking me questions. But I guess if you're cool with it, then you're cool with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just comes with, I just expect tough grilling from all you guys, you know, yeah. and or at least a nice teasing. And so, yeah, if I could do, if, you know, when Nikki Glaser's in here and she shreds me, I could take it from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Sexually.
How's it say?
Dadgummit! You jerks!
So that's going to be fun. I believe that there's going to be some sort of announcement / to-dos involving your bachelor party.
Yeah.
That I think you probably want to come. You don't have to. Again, we continuously tell you that. We're going to have a bachelor party with or without you.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right.
That's all I'm going to say. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's not just going to be titties and beer. Like, it's not just going to be that. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Well, that's the part I was okay with. What's
okay,
the other
part? All right. You're very true. Scott was like, when we were talking about bachelor parties off the air, Scott's like, you know what? Fuck lunch.
Yeah.
If there's lunch involved in my bachelor party, that's bullshit.
Let's go to one of those nice clubs that has a buffet during lunch. Yeah, I always got a kick out of that. When I lived in that small town, the only radio station I had was The Buzz from Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
And there was a strip club there, and they always advertised their buffet lunch. And it just sounded so funny.
There was some here that used to do like steak lunch where people would swear by how delicious the steaks
really?
Were. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I just can't imagine it being sanitary.
You know what? I did see that there was an email that came over that was solely directed towards you.
I like
it. Damn it. Now I got to find it. I should have been more prepared. I really wasn't prepared. Because to be honest with you, as soon as the boss said, go home and don't do the podcast, I shut the shit down. Like, what? That's nothing.
As a weatherman, though, you could change it from sleet and stuff and make it nice and warm, right?
Nope. Sure okay. can't. I sure can't. Here we go. This is it right here. And you know what? Since we have it, might as well.
Here's your letter.
Oh, yeah.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
So again, if you have an email for us that you would like us to discuss, you could just hit us up, wow@1057thepoint.com. Maybe it is not appropriate for the big show. Maybe it's vulgar. Maybe it's dirty. Maybe it's something sexy. Or maybe you sent over an email to rizshow@1057thepoint.com and we didn't get to it. You still want answers? We've got those answers. This email comes from a lady, from Patrice.
Okay, I've...
This isn't really directed towards you, but I would like your answer to this.
Okay, I saw this, yes.
Does anyone out there have the same problem as me? I call it LBH, leaky butthole. It's when you have to fart, but no matter how hard you try and hold it in, it sneaks its way out. I'm talking buns of steel, clenching the cheeks together for dear life, but your fart still makes its way out, causing a crowd of people to part like Moses did the Red Sea. Are there exercises I can do to strengthen my Hershey hole and prevent this from happening? This condition really puts a damper on my dating life. Ass it. Thanks for the help, Patrice.
I think the damper is a joke in there, right?
I would assume.
If there's leaky.
It's a leaky butthole.
Oh, boy.
Scott, do you suffer from LBH?
Well, since I have it severely, you've seen the ads on TV. I'm the number one spokesman with leaky butthole.
I'm sorry. I have to tell you, I don't suffer from this.
Yeah, I don't have leaky butthole.
When I got a toot, I hold it in until I can leave the room, and then I toot it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I feel bad that I don't have an answer for you. I've never heard of somebody having a problem holding in their farts, unless you're holding it in for hours
at a time. Yeah, I'm thinking, I wonder... I'm sure she knows this, but maybe not. Maybe she means by leaky butthole, she means the air and not liquid.
No, that's what she means.
100%.
She's saying she's trying to hold in a toot and can't, and the toots just race out
still
of her body.
Just come out. Yeah, that sounds like a visit to a proctologist for sure, because I think Jeff...
I think that's more of a stomach doctor.
Oh, really?
If you can't hold in your toots, it's not... You could seal off your butthole as tight as you want. This is what we do for a living, by the way, just to let
well,
you know.
I was going to say...
This is what we do for a living.
My uncle has actually trained me well. He was very wise in this, and you're, whenever you toot, there's like...
Does that mean your uncle just farts a lot?
Well, whenever you toot, there's a flapper in your butt, and that's how it makes that noise. And he talked about his flapper, you know, he'd gotten so old that it had broken because it doesn't work, like it doesn't make the loud noises anymore. So maybe she needs someone to repair her flapper. Maybe the flapper in there broke.
Is it true or false that only toots stink when you have to poop? Because the hot toot just cruises by the turd.
Dude, that just reminds me. South
picks
Park.
Picks up some stink hikers and just rockets on out.
Oh, dude. South Park has an amazing thing where Cartman is just, it talks about like he doesn't know what's about to happen. But inside right now, he has a turd that's trying to come out. And he drinks some Mountain Dew. And it caused, like, this extra pressure of air to come through, it slowly passes over, and then, like, it causes...
The fact that that's one of your favorite shows is mind-blowing in itself.
Well, it's brilliant, and it's the only show on TV that's actually wise. It's truly
it is
genius.
Wise.
It's brilliant,
it is.
And they call out the BS. And if you notice, like, with Disney, back in the day, they had the Jonas Brothers, you know, and everyone was about purity rings on Disney. Well, South Park noticed on all their posters stuff, like Jonas Brothers, the little girl's hands were aimed and pointed towards the crotch of the guys.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. So they made a whole episode about Disney selling sex by saying, Virginia, because you're always talking about you're not going to have sex with these guys. You can't have sex with our sexy guys, you know, our sexy kids here. You can't have sex with our sexy children on our shows. And, you know, they're trying to sell sex by not selling it. And South Park called them out. Immediately, Disney stopped all the purity stuff. Brilliant.
This is a random thought. So, by the way, Patrice, we got no answer for you.
Sorry. Check out either stomach or the flapper.
Just get your butthole checked.
Go to a local flapper shop.
Get your butthole checked. I heard this the other day.
Diapers.
Yeah, I heard this the other day. True or false, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
The reason Disney created the movie Frozen was so when you went to Google and typed in Disney Frozen, the first pop up was not the rumors about Walt Disney being frozen.
Oh, okay.
Think about that shit, Scott.
I was thinking of their service, like their... Oh, my gosh.
Think about
that's
that.
Interesting.
Hey, this is Bear Jackman, and you're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast, and it's the fucking worst.
Is that not the greatest?
That's pretty great.
Everyone has the same face when they hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
When Scott goes, hey, man, I got Bear Jackman to do a liner, I was like, all right, cool. And I listened to it. I was like, oh, my God, he said fuck. Oh, my God. He said fuck. I'm going to lose my mind. So, Donnie.
Yeah.
We were off last week. You were off with the Week in Rage last week. So I know you've got some rage built up, and I know we've got some people that want to have you rage for them. So I'm glad that you stuck around for us to do this week's Week in Rage. Are you ready?
I mean, I can be. If it's going to take you 10 goddamn minutes to introduce me, then I don't know that I'm going to still be around for that. But, you know, it could be.
The Rizzuto Show. Wow. On 105.7 The Point.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
I'm always angry.
These fucking assholes!
Okay, asshole.
Why are we here? Like, why are we doing this right
can
now?
Can I do this fucking thing real quick? Wow at 1057thepoint.com. That's where you email your rage in, and Donnie rages for you. Donnie, go.
The weather is going to be shitty. I don't have a car with chains on the tires because I drive a Focus, for Christ's sake. I want to go the fuck home. I appreciate everybody has their rants and their raves and blah, 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 blah. But I want my ass to be in South County by the time this bullshit starts so that I don't get into a wreck. I don't need that. That's it. That's what I got. I'm done. I want to go home.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Donnie.
You're welcome.
You could go about your merry way now.
I will.
Careful sliding out the door.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. I'm going home.
Okay, then get the fuck out.
Okay, man, you don't gotta yell.
Oh my God, I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. Donnie, I love you. I truly do love you.
All right, dudes, we'll be back next week.
Next week, yes, thank you. Okay, yeah. Goodbye, yes. The boss has already told us to go home, so we're leaving. Yes.
All right.
Thank
bye,
you, Donnie.
Bye,
goodbye. Goodbye.
That was the worst editorial I've ever seen. Yeah. What was this little...
I love that man connection. So much because I knew this was going to happen. I knew as soon as I saw the forecast, I was like, he's going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason he's sticking around is because of us. So, yeah, we're leaving.
Oops.
Everybody's leaving. So I will have a little bit of an announcement right now. There's only one more Friday in the month of January. So that means next week we have to record the worst song of the month.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the song.
Okay.
I'm making the executive decision. I'm picking the song. And King Scott, you need to come up with and arrange within 1 week, Gangsta's Paradise.
Oh, my gosh.
We will record the song next week.
Wow.
Live on the podcast. It will be included in the Worst of the Week podcast for next week.
This is awesome.
The worst song of the month. And it is Gangsta's Paradise. What do you think about that?
I love it. Is it okay if it has a little bit of a country twist?
It could. It can, as long as I know what you're going to do. So if I can hear something maybe a little earlier than 15 minutes before we get into the studio.
Okay. Well, I got a new microphone, so I'll record this. I can't wait to show you. This microphone is state of the art. It's groundbreaking. I'll record on that.
That's beautiful. Just a little sample. Just a little like, okay. Hey, man, here's what I'm kind of thinking. Yeah. And then so I can kind of get my flow going, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that will be recorded and on the podcast next month.
Next
week. Yeah. Gangster's Paradise, not Amish. Not Amish. Okay. Knock that shit
not
off.
Not the
Scott.
Real one, the fake
Knock
one.
It. Okay, Knock
we'll
it
do
off.
The fake version.
Knock it off.
The spoof next, of Amish.
Next week, the return of The Worst Doodle, the return of The Week in Rage by Proxy.
Dang.
Now, here's the deal. We need your emails for the Rage, so send them on over.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to start fresh. We've got a whole bunch saved from 2019, but I would like to start fresh. So if you have a Rage and you can't get this off your chest because you're afraid you're going to get fired or your spouse is going to leave you or you're going to get your ass kicked, send it to us and let Donnie Rage for you.
Okay? Change the names.
Super easy. Wow at 1057thepoint.com. Follow us on Twitter, Riz Wow. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram, all the social medias. Follow the big show, and that's Riz Show, R-I-Z-Z Show. Again, all the socials. Yeah. Follow King Scott, King Scott Rules. Follow me, Patrico 1057. If you're down at Monster Jam, please go say hello to King Scott.
Come out Saturday, Sunday. We'll be there for the pit party all the time. So there's two different times. Saturday will be later. Sunday is earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So different times. So I don't even say the numbers now because it's confusing. So just go to 1057thepoint.com. Check out our events there. And you can see the times and dates that it's Saturday, Sunday. And Moon and I will be down there hanging out. So come on down. It's going to be awesome.
And it's even though like you guys are down there for 2 hours. I mean, this is an all-day thing. Yeah. This is a party all day down at the Dome. Also, hopefully next week I'll have a pretty special announcement that's kind of cool, that is pretty awesome. So we'll have to wait and see. It's something not related to the radio station, but it's really, really cool. So hopefully I can tell you guys about that. Join me at DB's this Sunday for the AFC-NFC Championship games. I'll be down there kicking it, hanging out, having a good time. Come say hey. We'll pretty much be there from noon until, I don't know, probably the end of the AFC game. Not 100% sure, but just come and say hey. We'll be there kicking it.
Yep, and I'm with Moon. I'm, go Oilers. Let's do it.
Anything else that is not fucking stupid?
Well, I'm out.
Oh, big golf, son. All right. Well, see you later.
The Rizzuto Show.
Worst of the week.